Hey, we've got coaches shows coming your way. I think Coach Kanagi here with the West Plains Zizzers, head coach. A little luck goes a long ways, don't it?
I wouldn't know, but I'm looking really forward to it.
He was out there in the yard looking for a four-leaf clover. No, I mean, yeah, you know, hard work, you bet. Hard work pays off always, but a little luck goes a long ways. You got to have a little luck with a little hard work. That's my motto today. Well, here we are, the Friday. It's week five now, I think, right?
Week five.
Golly gee. Last week, you and the West Plains Zizzers took on Branson. But that was a football game. It didn't go the way we wanted it to, but, man, you had your opportunities, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Had our opportunities. Played a quality football team, and we knew it going in. You know, we just made a couple mistakes at very inopportune times and just never could quite make up the difference, you know, but played with them right to the end. Good football game. And, you know, like I was telling someone a couple days ago, all this is just preparing us for what's to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whenever it comes district playoff time and whenever it really, you know, everything is on the line, this is all going to make us a better football team.
Well, it was old Possum, Coach Williams, who, you know, because I just get so freaking distraught when we would lose a game, you know, and he would too, but he's like, look, high school football is broken up into three parts. You got your non-conference games. You want to win them all. Then you got your conference games. You want to win them all too. But where it's all at is district. And you use your non-conference and your conference games to get you ready, you know, to find that depth, to work on this, that, and the other, to where you can make a good run at districts. And it really is. A football season, it's not a sprint. It seems like it. It's really a kind of a marathon, isn't it?
It is. These first nine games are your opportunity to figure out where you need to get better. As much as we, you know, want to win every game, no one works all summer and goes out there and sweats and bleeds to lose.
Right. Right.
No, nobody does that. But at the end of the day, state playoffs is where it's at.
Yeah. And have you, each week here as we head to, you know, through week four, have you been seeing, you know, progress? Have you been seeing improvement each week?
Absolutely. You know, the kids, they're growing into their positions. And like I've said before, you know, coming into a brand new system, all new coaches.
Oh, yeah.
This is a new era here at West Plains. It really is. And kids are doing a lot of different things that they're just not accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just getting better and better and better as the weeks go on. You know, kids are starting to understand what we're trying to accomplish and how we can accomplish it. And, you know, as coaches, we're starting to figure out where kids fit.
Yeah, that's just what I was fixing to say. You know, it's probably, you know, collectively, you got going, you know what, so-and-so may really be better suited over here, and just kind of moving and shuffling things around. And to me, that's where a lot of the fun lies. We've got, you know, last week, the Pirates, the offense is going, the defense is had its moments. I know you want your defense to do better.
Yeah, we've got to shore up some things. And, you know, last week we had to do some shuffling and move some people around due to injuries. You know, injuries, sickness, you know, just life.
Yeah.
Things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it put people out of their comfort zone. And some reacted real well and some didn't react very well. in the grand scheme of things, in the long run, it will make us better. Mm-hmm. At the time, it hurts, but it'll pay off in the end.
Well, you're kind of, you know, you're in your hardest stretch of your schedule.
I mean, we're in the meat and bones.
Yeah,
right,
you're
now
in the meat and bones right now for sure. Tonight you got Logan Rogersville. They're just on the cusp of being state ranked.
They are.
They are. They did come in.
They're number 11.
Okay. What are you seeing out of Rogersville that you've picked up on tape that, you know, what is it that they want to try and do offensively, defensively?
Well, the thing that I see from Rogersville that's honestly that is different from the last 2 years is discipline. They got a new head coach and Coach Joe Wells, Hall of Famer.
Oh yeah.
And Coach Wells is disciplined and he's old school and he's going to run multiple formations. He's going to get downhill. He's going to hit you in the mouth and then he's going to suck you up and then he's going to beat you over the top. And he has the kids to do it. He's got the best receiver that we're going to see this season. That is the truth.
Yeah, and they love
really,
to use
him. He's really good. Their quarterback throws the ball extremely well and has good speed, so he can get outside. He can put you in a pinch. Their linemen are big. They're aggressive. They're physical. You know, that comes from Coach Wells.
Well, I'm looking at, you know, they beat Reed Springs 0-4. They beat Ava 1-3, Parkview 0-4. But then they played Carl Junction last week. And that was a fight. I mean, that was just slugfest. But they got the win and now they got your Zizzers. Looking at, you know, I think for whatever it's worth, you know, who you've played, you know, you've played Branson and then of course Mountain Home, Arkansas. I think that schedule better prepares you right now at this point, better prepares you for tonight's matchup. Agree or disagree?
We do play a good schedule. You know, my dad was talking to me here a couple of days ago and he was talking about it. He said, "Well, son, I just don't understand. How come you go play all these teams? They're so good, you know." Well, here at West Plains, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We play up. We play up pretty much every week.
No choice.
No, that's you know, that is what's in our conference and mm-hmm. our non-conference. West Plains traditionally has been really good. And so whenever you go out and you go to try to find in games, not a lot of people want to play us. And so we're going to play Class 5, sometimes mm-hmm. Class 6. You know, in Mountain Homes, Class 6. Branson, Class 5. Parkview, Class 5.
Mm-hmm.
Hillcrest, 5. That's what we play. And, you know, as long as we can survive it and come out healthy on the other end,
mm-hmm.
it serves us well.
Well, tonight it's no different than any game. But tonight, I think maybe the light shines a little brighter. That line of scrimmage, you know, against Rogersville with the quarterback and a dynamic receiver, it's hard for that quarterback to hit the receiver if he's on his back.
The best pass defense is pass rush.
Yeah, and
always has been, always will be.
And I know you hate blitzing. But, but I mean, you know, we're not going to give anything out details, but I'm sure you've probably got a few things planned to try and get some pressure on Rogersville.
Yeah, that's not any secret. That's every week.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, you know, I say this, I've told the kids ever since I've took over, I don't play to not lose. I play to win. You know, do I make mistakes? Absolutely, just like every other coach. But at the end of the day, I want to be able to walk off the field knowing that I did everything that I could do to win. And if they can beat me doing what we do best, then I don't have a problem shaking their hand and congratulating them.
You give Brock Kanagy a 14-point lead, you're going to see defense go wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of that mark. If you're up 14, if you're up two scores, the defense, you take a little more, you know, chances.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it pays huge dividends.
Absolutely.
And sometimes
it'll high risk is high reward.
Yeah. But it ought to be a dandy one. Again, it's at Logan Rogersville tonight. And folks, you know, I mean, really, this is huge. We need people to jump on that travel bandwagon and, you know, throw on the Zizzer apparel and head up to Logan Rogersville and, you know, get behind these young men and, you know, help cheer them to a victory. This is a huge game tonight and a great opponent to make a statement.
Yeah, this is a number one team in our district right now. They're sitting right on top, which to me is more important than that state ranking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by far.
Yeah.
You know, it's just we need to learn to travel well, because if you're going to go in the playoffs and make noise, you've got to be able to travel. You got to be able to go into somebody's house and kick in the door and be ready to play when you get off the bus.
Yeah. It'll be a hostile environment.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
It's a really nice facility. You know, a really nice field. You know, they've got the brand new indoor practice facility. You know, they've just got a lot of good things going right now and stuff. And it would make us really happy to go in and put a bump in their road.
Right on. Way, we appreciate you coming by. Head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Brock Kanagy. That game's going to air on KDY 102.5 and also be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Just go to the sports section, you click on it, and then you can select the video that you want to watch. Feeding those boys.
Yep. Got Genesis Church and Melissa Hall and Chad are going to feed us tonight. You know, next Monday, Sugar Lily is feeding our kids, you know, for our freshman, JV. So we always got people taking care of us.
Now,
we appreciate it.
You got a young Holland Shad that's a football player, right?
Yeah. Well, Parker Girdley plays for us.
Yeah.
That's his mother.
Pretty good ball player, ain't he?
Yeah.
Hey, we've got more coaches' shows coming. Brock, thanks for coming by, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, we've got also coming up something. Well,